Not enough hype? You want to get the hype train started?
Up. Up.
I don't have that. I don't have it brought up.
I don't want to bring up the hype train.
You know, back up. You know, let's back up the hype train.
Back it up.
I want to make this thing an hour long so we can bounce up out of here.
Come on. The choo-choo train.
Are you just going to, like, be breathing the whole time?
Maybe. No. Let me know when we're actually starting here.
We're working on that right now.
Yeah, I sense no starting anytime
soon. Well, we need all three engines, cylinders firing.
This is my fault.
I try to blame it on someone. Shut up.
We just got finished with the stupid fucking onion thing and me playing Pokemon quietly is what's the issue.
That's the problem is the quietly. If you could just get an uh-huh out there once in a while like I do.
I did. I'm fucking talking to you.
All right.
Not Zach.
Well, that's episode 42 of the Golden Saucer podcast. Also episode 1 of the Let It Flow podcast, the podcast where Alf and I talk about Let It Go remixes.
Oh, good lord.
It's come down to this.
What's that new hot remix you got, Alf? Let me hear it.
Some Africanized drumming and,
all right.
And Let It Go singing behind it.
Nice.
Why not?
I got this new Japanese nightcore version. Nightcore.
There's still Africanized drums in that one, too.
That was the thing I was telling you about earlier. Let it flow.
That was your stupid thing you wanted me to ride
with? Yeah, if I told you, you would have been like, that's stupid. I wouldn't have got it out.
It's dumb.
Of course it's dumb.
It's stupid.
But I like it.
I'm way into it.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Print it.
So, you guys are hearing this. It's, Saturday the 19th, day before Easter, some kind of religious Saturday. Is it also Passover? I think it's Passover at the same time.
Yeah.
Or is that last week?
Yeah.
Hide your firstborns. Yeah.
So, yeah, religious holidays if you partake in that kind of thing. And if not, go get some candy from the grocery store.
From the giant bunny is going to take a shit in your yard.
It'll be on sale on Monday.
It's cheap, yeah.
Real cheap.
You get that leftover Christian candy. You're like, yeah.
Let me
get
sacrilicious.
Let me get that Cadbury egg.
I can't claim that one as my own.
Sacrilicious is pretty good, though. I like that.
But, what was it? Someone was just like they're talking about just how they just have two molds, like it's the Santa mold and the bunny mold, and that's it. That chocolate's terrible, by the way.
Nah, some of it's okay.
No,
it's not as bad as what is it called, Guild or whatever.
The Jewish gold coins.
Those things are
terrible too. But
yeah,
I don't think that's even like a religious taste terrible kind of thing. That was just
no.
I'm just
it
saying
it tastes bad because
well,
it's
I mean
the
because
Jews.
Like no, because sometimes the Jewish candies and foods have like religious.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I think that is just bad chocolate.
Right.
It's not like a we can't put this in it. We can't put the good tasting.
Godiva
thing in there.
Presents Geld.
Ugh, that'd be amazing.
Get your kosher chocolate rabbits.
I'm actually a real big fan of Ghirardelli.
Ghirardelli makes some bomb-ass chocolate.
And Lindt is really good.
They make these truffles that are fucking insane.
The Lindor truffles?
Yeah.
Those are really good. Yeah, when I worked at the liquor store, we used to sell those all the time.
Fuck yeah. Those are good.
It's
real. Do you cool. have them like in like a little jar like you buy one
no,
for
they
like
have,
fucking like 50 cents?
Yeah,
or
they had like a little display for them.
Yeah, that's badass.
I might go back and buy some.
Yeah, I haven't eaten anything sweet in a long time.
I got ice cream bars in the fridge. You can get on that.
Ice cream bars?
Yeah, ice cream sandwiches. I mean, not
ice
bars.
Cream sandwiches.
Bars.
Yeah, like I was like a Klondike.
Well, the problem is I was walking. I went cheap and got the non-name brand equivalent.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
He got that great value ice cream bar.
I didn't make it that way. I was at CVS, so whatever the CVS brand is.
Right on.
Fucking CVS. It has all the ingredients of Tylenol, but we call it CVSNOL.
CVSNOL. CVS Quill.
Yeah. Nailed it. Pack it up.
Let's go. All right. Should be a pretty short week. Not a lot to talk about, at least interesting stuff. Not on my end, anyway. I don't know.
No one's going to want to hear what I've been doing.
Is it playing Pokemon?
Yes.
Boy, there are other games in the world.
No.
There are games to be played.
Like I said, you've entered, for me, like, I'm not trying to denigrate what you're doing there, because are you having fun?
I'm having a lot of fun.
Okay, then have fun with that.
Yeah.
But you've entered that stage of the game where it's, like, in keep you busy mode, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like, I wouldn't say artificially expanding the length of the game, because you're making some kind of progress.
Yeah.
But the progress is, it's kind of like, you know,
I mean, but this progress can be transferred
to
further games.
I can get a 6 instead of a 5 or a, you know.
That's actually entirely accurate. But yeah, no, totally. I mean, also, it makes my friends happy. Like, the people that I'm playing with are very happy that I'm into the Pokemon with them. And, like, I'm, like, another part of, like, a larger breeding community that, like, we're all kind of looking out for each other. Like, I know what X is looking for and Y has what X is looking for. So I'll do some sort of thing, and then I'll get, like, that Pokemon, and then I'll breed them out, and then I'll have enough for everybody.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're having fun, but for me, like, I don't know. Like, it kind of gets into that MMO territory that I don't like of grind. And the RPG territory that we talked about is just a grinding.
It is, and, like, it gets tedious. Like, half the time when, like...
Like, I see you saying, hey, Joey, let me shove this something under something so that I don't have to do something, it's tedious.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
You know, like, if you... Like, what was it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Even tedious for me was the cheat your Xbox ahead glitch for, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
For Fable 2, or... You know, I'm going to cheat on my play coins today, so I'm going to turn it back to yesterday, beat my thing 1,000 times, turn it forward tomorrow, beat my thing 1,000 times. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Alf, how many times you beat your thing?
You got to beat 1,000 times a day.
1,000 times a day.
You got to beat 1,000 times a day to get those 10 play coins.
I mean, does one wank count? Like, just bam. Like, that's...
Yeah, you got to get...
You probably get 1,000 in.
No, you got to make sure that it makes the little ball on the track go all the way up and all the way down, or else it doesn't count as a complete thing, a complete whack.
Yeah. There you go. But, no, I mean, like, it's one of those things where, like, you know, you have to, like, kind of look at things and, like, examine them and, like, do the procedures right. And, like, I get that it's, like, a total grind. Like, it is. A complete and total grind. But, like, it's just fun. Like, I don't know. Like, I have a lot of fun doing it.
But I told you I tried to install Pokemon X on my...
Yeah, and some shit went down or something.
No. Like, it turns out...
Oh, you didn't have enough space.
I have a 4-gig SD card in there. It's like, no, man, that thing's full.
Sorry, dog.
I was like, shit. So now I have to... I'm in the process of, like, Best Buy and... Kingston were running sales on SD cards, so yeah, gonna probably get in on that. But
nice.
I don't know, I don't want to get into the world of having humongous, you know what I'm saying, SD cards and just like, I can install anything and everything. Do I digitally?
Caution to the wind. The next thing that I think I'm gonna install digitally is gonna be Smash.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get a digital copy of Smash.
I think I want a digital of Zelda, just because that's a game that I can go to and play.
What? Of what?
Link Between Worlds.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want to set up, like, 3 save files that are... I'm not opening that one.
I'm just saying.
I think it's actually not sealed. Because the Yoshi one wasn't sealed.
Pull that bitch out.
Yeah, I might. Anyway.
Anyways.
It's just because I want to have, like, 3 or 4 save files. 3 save files set up different spots so I can just play through different things.
Yeah.
Like a rotating...
Yeah, that's kind of what I do. Like, I have the game that's in the thing, which is usually Bravely Default or Pokemon, then Zelda, and then I also have Mario Kart and Mario 3D Land installed. Not to mention Ambassador games and all
the 3D Land takes up a lot of space.
I know, I'm probably going to get rid of it, because I doubt Smash Bros. And that, and Mario Kart, and Zelda are going to fit.
Well, my problem with 3D Land is it has my game save on it.
Mine?
And I'm pretty far.
Yeah, well...
Like,
get over it, you're never playing it again.
Well, I kind of want to finish out beating all the levels with Luigi and we're getting on top of it. I know.
You can buy a copy, or you have a copy of Yoshi already that you haven't even fucking touched.
I know, I keep forgetting.
There's no way you're going back to Mario. No way.
Yeah,
Especially considering that you haven't even fucking beaten the Wii Mario World.
You're probably right.
You're never going back to it. Just check it off your list.
My summer's it's over. Just gonna, my summer is going to be booked solid here.
Yeah, dude.
Sounds like my summer's
and
booked
plus
solid.
That, and also, you're going to have a Last of Us playthrough coming up soon.
Yeah, and I got...
Because you said that was going to be the one that you'd play. If they put it on the PS4, you'd play it.
And there, here I am eating that crow again.
Yep.
Damn it.
Maybe I'll like it this time. I'm just kidding.
Like, turns out...
It's a perfectly respectable
marginally
game.
Marginally better graphics are what were keeping you from liking it the last time.
No, it was a perfectly respectable game. Like, I just had my issues with it.
My issue with it was long as hell. I mean,
it's not that long.
20 hours is long as hell.
I don't think it's 20 hours.
Most people say 20 hours.
Really? I heard like 12 to 15.
I don't know.
I didn't even beat it. That's why I don't really want to talk shit about it, because I didn't even beat it. Mm-hmm. But I'll beat it this time. Oh, have you beat it, Ryan?
Yes.
1,000 times a day?
1,000 times a day.
Jesus. How are you still walking?
Yeah. All to Phil Collins.
Phil Collins?
All of it.
Doo-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo,
what was that Phil Collins dumb. Song we were singing before we got here?
We were singing a Phil Collins song?
It was in the air. Was it in the air tonight?
I can feel it.
I don't even remember.
No, was the one from The Lion King.
Hold on.
I see your true color. That's all I remember.
I don't remember what we were singing.
I vaguely remember us.
You were talking about fucking Forever Young a little bit ago.
Yeah, that's what we were singing.
Yeah, but before that, we were singing something else.
Let It Go.
No, it was after that.
No, I have no idea.
Because I was talking about The Lion King. And I said, it's that song from The Lion King. It wasn't The Circle of Life.
Can you
it was,
feel?
That was actually it. That's Elton John.
That's
yeah.
Elton John. John, yeah.
Yeah. Whole menagerie of 80s mediocrity in here tonight.
Fuck off. 80s. Okay, no. First 90s. Off, first off, 80s and Elton 90s. John, 70s.
Yeah, it's true too.
Elton John was my very first concert.
Oh, yeah, nice.
With my mom, and I have a profound respect for the artist. I don't know why. I don't know. I super dig Elton John.
Oh, he's a good guy. I like his music.
I do, too.
I like that he had the balls to write bitches back. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Dude, he's just an entertaining dude. Like, I think he's funny. He's funny and... writes clever songs. And
also, Saturday Night's All Right for Fights.
Yeah, dude. Crocodile Rock. Crocodile Rockin'. Sam's dog. He just can't keep still.
So,
I know a lot of
what
Elton
would the
John,
name
dude.
Of our Elton John podcast be?
Dude, let me think about that for a
your
little
podcast?
Bit. I'm going to hit you with
is it
that.
Called Your Podcast? Let everybody know. This is your podcast. I wrote it just for you. It's a play on your song.
I don't know. I can't think of anything super catchy, like, right off my head right now.
Podcast man? Pack my bags.
Piano? No. Oh, I thought you were talking about Piano
no,
Man.
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man, yeah.
Pack my bags. Pre-flight.
0 hour. And I'm going to be high as a kite.
Did you see the image that I chose for last week's podcast?
Ah, fuck. I looked at it, but I don't remember it. What was it?
It was Hugh Jackman.
Right on.
Did you see the title?
For it's the Blackumentary one, right?
It was the Let It Go, Bub.
Oh, Let It Go, Bub.
Week before last was Blackumentary.
Was
it was really good.
Flawless victory. Also, just taking a step out here for a second, I'm super disappointed in none of our viewers for nobody sending me that fucking email telling me where that joke came from, what episode it was, so I can be lazy and not look it up myself.
They'll look it up.
Shame on all of you.
Jeremy's listening to us, and while he's playing damn Final Fantasy 14, he's like, they said something
about
I'll remember later.
I can't email him through Final Fantasy or Realm Reborn, so I don't give a shit. If this was EVE Online, I'd hit you up, but...
bringing on the Pizza Hut menu and
there. They had in-game porno.
Oh, really?
You could watch porno by spending in-game currency.
Why would I do that when I can alt tab
the
real porn?
Tab the
porn.
Window screen. That's it. Done.
I could dual
right,
monitor.
But it was exclusive to EVE porn.
Oh, okay.
That's even worse.
Amazing.
I want to see these two ships. Fuck.
I want.
Yeah.
This is a bunch of ship fucking porn.
Furnitureporn.org.
Look at that dreadnought.
Check it out.
I've heard about it.
Furnitureporn.org.
I invented shopping cart porn.
There's no way you invented shopping cart porn.
I filmed a lot of it. When you work at a liquor store late at night, there's not a lot else to do.
What? So, like, you film, like, how did you manage that? Do you have somebody
helping you? You take one and you flip it upside down.
Yeah.
And you take the other one and you ramp it up and you ram it into it.
And then what? Like, you just make the GIF, I guess? Yeah. And, like, that's what you have?
Yeah, you just get two cars going,
Pam with the gyro. Yeah.
That's exactly
you
how
want
that
some?
Works.
Psych.
Slam. But, yeah. Shopping cart porn.
Shopping cart
all
porn.
Alright, so I guess that's what the fuck you've been playing. Let's see what the fuck Al's been playing.
Final Fantasy Realm Reborn.
God damn it. You call Jeremy on there and tell him what
to email me and tell me what the fuck that joke was.
Jeremy, what server you play on? Hit me up, dog. That's all I got.
Let me know.
He plays on Shinoa.
Is that true?
I don't know. Is that an actual server?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Wait, is that true? I'm on Behemoth.
Behemoth?
Yeah.
Are you Pulp Time on there?
Yeah. All right. No, actually, I named him Olaf Kincaid.
King of Pulp Time.
It just sounded funny. But, good game.
You playing on the PC?
No, PS3.
Mm.
It was on sale, so I got it. Get a free month out of it.
Are you playing with a keyboard?
No, but I'm going to try it out next week.
I got a keyboard you can borrow.
Is it Bluetooth or?
No, it's wired.
What about a mouse?
I got a mouse you can borrow.
Well, shit, that'll be awesome.
Don't you jizz them on them.
I'm going to jizz on it. I'm going to do that shit porn on Eve.
Maybe I'll just give you this Dynex one I got over here.
Mm.
No, I'm serious. It's a Dynex.
Oh.
I know what I'll do. I'll find my Dreamcast to USB adapter.
Oh, shit.
And then
shit.
I'll give you that Dreamcast keyboard.
Good lord.
Hell yeah.
But, it's a good game, man. It's just like an MMO, cookie cutter, whatever. Do a raid, do an instance, do a former party, do missions, level up. But whatever, it's set in the Final Fantasy motif. Sure. So
Is combat at least fast?
It's somewhat fast.
Like
it's not as dull as fucking, let's say, EverQuest was. And
wait, did you play WoW?
I played WoW for 14 days. I refused to play it ever again.
For 14 days.
Because for 14 days, I did not sleep.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I said, nope.
Is it at least that pacing in combat?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay, it's on cool. there.
That's good.
But it plays like a Final Fantasy, with an action element where you could strafe around the characters and then do your moves and what have you.
Word.
So that's fun. You can level up your gear. I just found out last night that your gear has slots, and the slots are called materia.
Neat.
So you can actually upgrade your
Final
stats.
Fantasy VII style.
Yeah, so... Materia. I'm digging it. Not bad.
So, all I remember about 11 was farming the rabbits in the noob area.
Yeah.
And needing a healer really badly, and there not being any healers near me, and that's sucking real bad.
Yeah.
What's cool in this one, they're called...
I was constantly LFG.
If you want to look for a party, instead of like randomly, hi, I'm a tank looking for a healer and a range and melee, blah, blah, blah. There's called something called Guild Hiss. I can't pronounce it, whatever. But you queue for a guild. And it automatically already tells your class, I'm a tank.
That's pretty cool.
So then you all get warmed up, and then a notification comes up window when you're doing your random missions, and it'll be like, hey, your instance is ready.
Yeah.
Join now. So you join.
So,
and all your whole party's waiting, and you go wreck the raid.
Yeah, so that's something that like WoW engineered a long time ago, but it was such a good idea that a lot of people have adopted it, and basically like it's a staple in most MMO things now.
Oh, I fucking do, because EverQuest never played like that. It was
I know,
a fucking
yeah.
pain in
WoW
the ass
WoW
to get a fucking party.
WoW totally didn't either. Like, before that they threw it together, the Dungeon Finder. And, like, it's a wicked good idea, and that's probably the way that things should remain, honestly.
And the community's not bad. It's all helpful. They're not just assholes or little kids yelling, fuck, mom, blah, 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 all that crap, you know. And all the PS4 users logged on, so now the world's even bigger.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool. Won't dive deeper into that then. What else did I play? The Family Guy ripoff of Simpsons Tapped Out. What a fucking ripoff. It's funny, but the mechanics are broken. Like, zooming in, pinching, collecting characters, dragging them, rotating them. It's fucking buggy. The social aspect of it, like the Facebook and Twitter interconnectivity is all broken. Game sucks. I already deleted it.
Really? I figured you'd give it a little longer than that.
And I try Clan Wars because everybody's playing it at work.
Clash of Clans?
Yeah.
Why? Don't play that.
Don't like it.
Don't play that.
Hated it. Deleted it. I'm like, nope. I don't get what the whole ordeal is.
The whole thing
Or the appeal, even.
All right, so, like, I'm not, like, the expert on Clash of Clans, but, like, the whole trick is to get your friends to play so that they can attack your base and destroy it to a certain level where it'll restore and you get more resources that way. And so you constantly have to be, like, mitigating the damage or making sure you get the right amount of damage and attacking each other so that you can build up your clans higher.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Like, there's a really weird article about a guy who was, like, the best at Clash of Clans, and he had, like, 5 iPads and basically was awake, like, 20 hours a day playing it at various times.
That guy's a fucking idiot.
Running, like, 5 or 6 accounts.
He's an idiot.
He was getting paid a lot of money to do it, too.
Wait, why was he getting paid?
because, like, fucking sponsors and crazy shit like that, man. Like, you'd be surprised.
That's fucking stupid. I don't know. I played it for about 2 days, and I don't see the appeal in it. Deleted it. If the game doesn't drag me in, like, right away, I'm like, all right, fuck it. Eh. Mm. And then I went to go see Captain America.
Oh, how was that?
Shit was good.
Was it better than Frozen? Because I wasn't seeing Frozen.
Oh, you asshole. Go see Captain America. No spoilers.
I will. I was actually considering tomorrow going and seeing
really good.
RoboCop at noon.
Why do you hate life, bro?
I don't know.
Life is good. There's no reason to hate it. But Captain America was good, save for the trailers and the after credits.
Oh, I saw that X-Men trailer. It was really good.
It was good. So go watch it when you can.
Except for, you know, did you see the movie poster? Where it looks like Professor Xavier is, like, destroying Washington, D.C. out of a rocket out of his butt?
No.
Oh.
Well, I guess I gotta see it.
Continue talking while I look that up.
I saw the new Godzilla trailer. Shit, it's fucking dope. I can't wait to see that.
Matthew Broderick, please.
And Maleficent. Not bad.
Oh, yeah?
I'm changing my stance on it. I was kind of hesitant. I'm like, I'm not going to see it. Now I'm like, okay, the new spin. She used to be a fairy, all right, and now she's up against humanity and all that crap. I'm like, all right, whatever. I still don't like Lana Del Rey singing, but whatever.
Well. Because
she's sad in the summertime.
God. She's sad all the time.
God damn it.
Okay, I found it. So, does it not look like Professor Xavier.
I can't see it. Pass it over here.
He looks super constipated, and like he's shooting a rocket out of his ass. And it's like destroying the city. He's like, later, assholes.
And he's like, I'm so sorry.
I can't take credit for that because I was reading an article on shitty movie posters and that one popped up.
He's just looking off to the distance like, I didn't do it.
Have you seen the Spider-Man 2 movie poster?
No.
Oh my god, they fucked it up big time.
Oh, good lord. I mean, you found a thread on Reddit and
he's something like that, yeah.
Okay.
It's,
but like, that trailer looks dope too. The fucking Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that looks good. Did you hear Channing Tatum is gonna be the Gambit?
Oh, god damn it.
No. Yeah. Makes no goddamn sense.
I don't know how I feel about that.
He's not even French.
He could speak like this, though.
No.
not French, Cajun.
Oh, Creole. There you
Creole.
Go.
Yeah.
Mon ami. Shrimp.
Shrimp.
That's throwing up shrimp on the barbie? That's how you're going with it?
Mon ami, mon chéri. Shrimp.
Shrimp.
Shrimp. What the fuck?
Creole.
Well, I think we have a title for this episode.
Wait, what's that video? The black woman on the... Scrimp?
Scrimp.
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 It'd be like that. All right, well, I can't find it. So basically, they have, like, Peter Parker hanging upside down from the building.
Yeah.
But, like... He's contorted in such a way that when you turn it upside down and you make the world right side up, he's in like, he's got like his head like cocked like this and his leg like cocked over that. It's like, it's a good Spider-Man pose when you look at Spider-Man, but then when you look at his orientation to the world, you're like, why would he ever be in that orientation?
Yeah.
Ever. Like, he is like orientated
to
his
take
head.
A good picture for the movie poster.
To take his head upside down was terrible. And also the Brick Mansions poster is terrible.
Jesus. All right, Joey, enough posters.
And what else? The other one's terrible. The one where Liam Neeson's on a plane.
It's on a plane?
It was a really good article.
Taken 3?
Yeah, sure. Give me back my wife.
And kid.
And this plane. And my cell phone.
My shoes.
All right, so I guess we're on to me.
What the fuck you been playing, Joe?
I played Mercenary Kings.
Oh, you find, where's the PS4?
In the living room. Had to take it there so I can download stuff and play it.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that shit in action.
It's actually pretty good.
I wouldn't doubt it.
It's very Metal Sluggy.
Exactly why I would love it.
I mean, I didn't get to spend a lot of time with it. The game's really deep as far as things you can do.
Is it customization heavy?
You can choose from 4 colors, and then from there you can customize your tent outside, you know, with a flag or different things. you can pick different characters and things like that. It's built for four player multiplayer. So,
right on.
Play a little bit of that. Play Killer Instinct. Play a little Magic the Gathering Online. I keep trying to start Hearthstone, but I never. It's always like I need an update, and I'm like, fuck that update.
Yeah, Hearthstone's whatever.
Need the update running while you're working.
You know, I would do that, but then I remember what happened the other day when I was doing that. I needed the computer for something else. It was something stupid.
Yeah, you fucked something up at work.
No, what was that I used the computer for? We were watching a video.
Let it go.
That's probably what it was. I really don't remember what it was. It was something stupid like that, though. I don't remember.
Yeah, whatever. Not important.
Not important. Then what else did I play? Did I say Killer Instinct?
Yes.
Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah.
Like not a real big meat for me. Yeah. What are you going to do? Almost finals time. After that, I'll have unlimited time to play games.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah, I did all my homework.
Is there even anything like really notable to speak about this week? In terms of news?
I almost bought Lego Hobbit. Trials Fusion came out. I almost bought that and played it.
Fuck, man. I
want to play it.
I just don't want to spend $40.
I feel like I'm
not
even qualified to be on the podcast because I don't have fucking internet.
Trials Fusion it also has a disc.
Yeah.
But it's $40. I don't want to fucking pay $40 for
Trials.
For Trials. Some of that shit for like $20.
Joshi said it was good.
She play it?
Joshi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember he said he reviewed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's way into Trials, though.
I mean, you guys got real into Trials.
I played Trials for a long time, man. Good couple of days.
Yeah, it's that's the problem, is it $40 worth the, you know what I'm saying? Am I going to get $40 worth of the game out of it playing it by myself? You know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, I could take it to the game store, and we can go up there, and we can play it there. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
Is anyone going to get to the level that I'm going to get to? Because it's a game of skill.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, once you get past those beginner stages and those intermediate stages, you get to some of the hard stages, people who haven't played that aren't going to want to play that.
Right.
You know? So. I don't think it translates very well, like a pick-up-and-play, like Street Fighter or Killer Instinct or something like that, even if, you know.
Yeah.
More frustrating. I also played the Impossible Game on my phone. I guess that counts. Played Peggle on my phone.
You played the Impossible Game? How'd that go for you?
I made it to the part where you jump over the bricks, over the chasm, and then I was like, I don't like, because on the phone it works a little different. Because I always play the PC version where you tap to jump.
Yeah.
So on the, as long as you hold your finger down, the box jumps on the phone. So if you...
It'll, like, continue jumping?
Yes. So you have to lift your finger off.
Yeah, okay.
So if you... You know what I'm saying?
Well, that makes it even harder, huh?
Yeah, so, especially when you're used to playing it the other way.
Yeah.
So I played that. I played Peggle.
Yeah.
But I don't think those really qualify the games. Peggle on your phone doesn't really qualify.
Yeah. The Impossible Game does, I guess, just because it has game.
I played Snake.
Yeah.
Woo! It's the same thing as playing Threes or 1024 or 2048. I don't count those as games.
Yeah.
Did I tell you, have you guys played Threes at all?
I played Threes.
I played a version with boobs.
What?
Where, like, you have to match up the boobs, and then when you match them up, they turn into another pair of boobs. It's like GIFs. I think it was called Titty Drop Threes. I think that's what it was called. It was amazing.
Where would you even find that?
Internet.
Internet.
Well, duh, but...
Let me see if I can find it. I'll send you the link.
Off the phone.
Got it.
Oh, God, that was fast, actually.
Got it. just going to let this load up. I'm just going to pass this to you. These things are amazing. Here you go. The first one's the Girls Gone Wild commercial girl.
Damn.
So now we've lost Al.
Son of a bitch.
Damn.
At least turn it this way, you prick.
Nope.
Turn it sideways.
Move your big ass hand.
You want to see what I'm doing, boy?
Like you've seen all these gifts before. They've been all over the internet for like a million years.
Damn. Damn.
Damn. Damn. Damn.
Yeah, so you type titty drop threes into Google and you'll get a a very adult-oriented version of threes. No numbers. The hard part is trying to remember what titties are associated with what numbers.
Yeah.
Damn!
So basically you're just Mega. Matching symbols.
Alf's like super good at this game.
He's gonna post his high score here in a minute.
What was these titties? Damn!
Is Alf just over there wrecking face at threes?
Yeah.
I gotta use the bathroom.
Don't let him use the bathroom.
Yeah, I got a new outhouse. You can go use that.
The fuck? Why would you have an outhouse?
So you're not jerking it in his house.
You're the weirdo jerking in the outhouse. I told you we lost him.
He's like legitimately playing this fucking...
I'm trying to see the mega evolution of those titties. Hold on.
The mega evolution.
We're getting there. Hold
on. The way threes works is you combine like three and three to make six, six and six to make 12, right? That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
And so you have to combine them, and then as you move the number over, it generates the lower numbers. So by moving them, you generate more things to... And eventually the whole thing builds up and you can't get a higher score anymore. The thing is to get to 1024.
Mega!
Or 2048.
Oh, that was lackluster.
Saying the trip was better than the destination on
that
one?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, then get rid of those and then you'll be fine.
I'm trying, hold on.
And I was given shit for playing Pokemon.
I mean,
I'm doing it for the show.
Yeah.
I got some quality research over here to do with the strictly audio portion.
You'll thank me later, kids.
Dude, you are laying it down on this shit.
Anyway.
Wish I was laying it down now.
I guess we can talk a little about news. Sony reported 7 million PS4s sold. 7 million.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Microsoft reported that for the month of March, they sold almost 400,000 Xbox Ones. I don't know. I don't know how that compares. Titanfall is number one game in March. Big surprise. What else? I don't know. No one mentioned anything about PS Vita sales.
Did they sell any PS Vitas?
They probably did. I don't know. I didn't actually look at hard numbers. I looked at headlines.
Yeah.
Let's see. Other news. Oh, yeah. Marty O'Donnell left Bungie. And by left, he stated he was fired. And then Bungie said that, you know, they wish him well in his endeavors. So there's no real clarity on what exactly happened. But if you listen to Marty O'Donnell, he said he was fired without cause.
Mega!
And they're still going to use his music in Destiny.
Approved.
Let me look over there. Let me see what the situation is like over there.
All right. This is a smorgasbord of boobs right now.
God damn it.
I think I've seen all these.
Like outside of that game?
Yeah.
I've seen every variation of
I've
these.
I've seen all these titties before. I'm not impressed. All
right. I'm going to put this on hold because I need this actually for later.
Oh,
I did
the legwork for him. That's sick.
No, I'm letting this go because I have to look up that thing that we were talking about earlier.
Okay,
I'm gonna open a new tab. You got your game over there.
I did my job.
Jesus,
you guys don't pay me enough.
Do not play three drop titties or whatever the fuck that Joey called
three
that.
Drop titties.
It's called three.
It's like the best name, I think. All it is like sliding tiles, Mahjong style.
Mm-hmm.
But the Mahjong tiles still disappear and they add more.
But there's titties!
Well, one threes in concept. Which threes charges, but 2048? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, 2048.
It's free, and it's decimating fucking threes.
Well, we talked about this the other day. It's because the... Threes came out first, and then, like, the guy released the source code.
Yeah, but remember, Threes is charging $2. 2048 is completely free, so people were like, well, I'll get the bootleg.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. You want to pay Tylenol or CVS and all?
I'm going to get that CNS and all.
CNS and all?
It sounds like a cheap form of gas.
So
out of Walmart.
Remind me what we were talking about in news because I just zoned out because CNS.
Destiny.
Oh yeah, so Mario Donald's music still going to be used in Destiny. So.
But he got canned.
But he got canned.
Well, that'll teach him for
sticking with a company for years,
not doing anything wrong.
Yeah. I still
like. So he allegedly not doing anything wrong.
I really like that. ODST soundtrack is my favorite.
Maybe he just fucked the wrong person, you know what I mean?
Like, physically fucked?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he made him... I don't know. Maybe he had, like, a...
A proper fucked.
Like, they looked at it, like, well, what are you really... What's he really doing here, you know? And they're like, nothing. Just making music, and we train this other guy.
I guess I'm behind the news because I didn't know. Maybe I should have read the email or something from, like, Spacker... newsletter that I received. But Shovel Knight got delayed.
Yeah, Shovel Knight. It
was supposed to get released March 31st, and apparently they just said, hey, Yacht Games? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Yacht Games.
They said, hey, we're going to delay a couple weeks because we're just not to that perfection rate yet. So hold on still. I'm like, fuck.
What? Just give it.
Because I read an article March 31st. I'm like, oh, just ran for my DS because I wanted to fucking get it. And then I wasn't there. And then I read the article. I'm like,
oh. Oh, shit. I made myself sad.
That sucked.
All right. I found the article. Let's see. What a. I don't know. I was excited about Shovel Knight. It's probably still coming.
Totally fucking excited. Should be anytime now.
Yeah. I don't know. They announced it for pretty much every platform ever, right?
Yeah. Wii U, 3DS, Xbox, right?
Mm-hmm.
Xbox Live, PSN.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Steam, yeah.
Everything. No PS4, though, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, that was something that was aimed for, you know, earlier.
It's not Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, bro. Call of Duty. Oh, speaking of Call of Duty, that's the other news piece.
About the Predator?
Not Predator DLC. You can go on Call of Duty, and you can download Snoop Dogg as the new announcer.
Heh.
Or you can download Arlie Emery, who is the drill instructor from Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I knew about Snoop Dogg. I didn't
pretty
know about...
cool.
Yeah.
Snippity Disney. You got 5 kills.
Terrace win, y'all.
Kazil streak, y'all.
Oh, shit. Is that a dog?
Your C-130 is ready, dog. Blaze them up.
No. When you bring the dog, it's like guard dog deployed. Uh-huh. So like I thought like at first.
Wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay, guard dog deployed.
Yeah, exactly. Why wouldn't they?
Tupac's still alive, y'all.
Jesus.
The fuck does that do with anything? Shut the fuck up.
But yeah, I mean that's interesting. I didn't look into how much it costs, but I imagine it's some kind of season pass or something.
Yeah.
Who cares? I mean, if you're still playing Call of Duty, bro.
More power to you.
Yeah.
Sure. Have Snoop Dogg.
I just want to play for the Predator right now. That's it.
You know.
I've seen gameplay. Predator.
Did you watch that Jean-Claude Van Damme Predator video I showed you?
Yes.
That was amazing.
Stupid.
You sound so bummed about it. Yes.
So the whole video was test footage where they hadn't determined what the Predator looked like. So remember they shot it. He was going to be invisible.
Yeah.
So they shot him as like he looked like this. Crab lobster thing.
Nice.
He looked like Zoidberg fucked the Spy versus Spy dude.
Yeah, and so they shot him red so that way when he ran by, they could invert against the green background, they can invert the image and make him disappear.
Yeah.
And so Jean-Claude Van Damme didn't know that, like, that the Predator was originally going to be, like, an alien thing and, like, you know what I'm saying, that he wasn't going to be showcased as Jean-Claude Van Damme and doing martial arts things. So he got pissed and he quit. So it was interesting. There's a pretty good article out there about it.
What a dick.
Yeah. What else? Any other news that we talked about this tonight? We didn't write it down.
Oh, you're...
Yeah, that's the thing I looked up.
No.
What?
The GoFundMe?
That's the thing I looked up. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
So, all right. So we do have a bit of a serious thing. A friend of the podcast who I've known personally through various means and collecting community, Dustin has a shop in Jacksonville. He recently opened called Video Game Rescue. And before he opened the shop there, he had a podcast, but long before we did. And the host of his podcast, Kevin Cronin, passed away of a heart attack last week. And so they're running a GoFundMe to help cover the funeral costs and things like that. And so I'd encourage people to go and check out the GoFundMe. If you type at, if you go in memory of Kevin Cronin, C-R-O-N-I-N, it's under Burial Funds, Jacksonville, Florida. There's also going to be a game-a-thon the Saturday that you're hearing this from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., so I'll have the podcast up early so everyone can hear about this. There's going to be a lot of Sega Genesis and Sega Dreamcast games because he was a big Kevin was a big Sega fan. So, you know, I urge people to go out and donate to this. I mean, it sucks when tragedy strikes like that and you're not ready for it, and it's not cheap to go through funeral stuff. So I think they're aiming for like $7,500, and they got like almost $3,000 now. But
right.
I mean, even if you're just, you know, $5, $2, $1, whatever you got, whatever loose change you have in your PayPal account, you know.
Sure.
Maybe forego a Starbucks and, you know, help them out. Because, you know, it's always sad when someone who, you know, has a similar passion to you and close by kind of, you know, passes on. And especially when, you know, their family struggles and things like that.
Especially when you know that if it were you, that they, your family would be in the exact same
situation. Yeah, exactly. I can highly relate to this. Like,
I know for sure that, like, if I died tomorrow, like,
yeah, my
loved ones would be screwed.
They'd be like, we're just selling all your shit, and
yeah,
that's,
exactly.
That's like, just to get you in the ground.
Right.
I'm just rolling your ass off the futon.
That's just to get you in, you into the furnace.
Although, I already have, like, you know, a will in place that, you know, dictates what should be done with me. So, I mean, hopefully, like, my affairs will be well taken care of.
Did you underline cheap?
I underlined just put me on a fire. Yeah.
You can get the...
Can you find someone to pay for extra parts? Will they just put me in the ground?
Sell off whatever you can.
Yeah, exactly. Just
call that guy.
Is science willing to take my crappy liver? Because, like, they can have it.
Find that guy in the alley who's looking kind of shifty.
Yeah, yeah. But he'd be like, look, you can have like, one kidney, but then, like, the other one has to go to somebody who actually needs it. Like...
Gator's always hungry. Just saying.
You know, the thing is, like I said, it's a highly relatable situation. We're joking about it, you know, but...
Well, yeah, you have to. Tragedy will exclusively be joked about.
Yeah, but, you know, I didn't personally know the guy.
9/11.
Yeah, right.
I didn't personally know Kevin, but I personally know Dustin, and I know, you know, for him to lose, you know, it'd be the same if one of us, you know, passed away unexpectedly. Totally. It'd be really hard, really difficult, and...
That's just coming like a freight train, y'all. Way I live my life.
I just
that's the darkest joke all night.
For those that not in the video portion, I made a shotgun motion towards my face.
Jesus Christ.
So anyway.
Well, it's in my will. If I die, you can't replace me.
Oh, really?
And you name the show Rolling Start.
So what you're saying is we put out one episode of Rolling Start and quit.
That's it. That's all I want. And then he could go out like a freight train.
And then I'll go out like a freight train.
There you go. We'll put that on your tomb, Rolling Start.
Rolling Start. And then mine will say like a freight train.
It's just Joey by himself. I am Joey.
And I'm real sad.
I'm sad. All right, that's been the sad podcast.
Shotgun.
Who uploads that?
You make Christy do it the will.
You set it on a timer, bro.
Is that some kind of auto-upload timer thing?
That's it.
All right. Well, like I said, go to GoFundMe.
Yeah, help them. Help them out.
Help them out. It's, you know, Kevin Cronin, Jacksonville, Florida. It's only been up there for a couple days, so... Like I said, they're almost at $3,000, but that's no reason not to go up there and donate some money.
Right.
You know.
Also, not to, you know, be a jerk or anything, but, like, you don't have all the time in the world when that kind of thing happens to you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd hope that someone has fronted them the money and, you know.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if you could find it in your heart to donate, you should also donate soon.
Yeah. Well, I'm probably going to, you know, throw a couple bucks in there myself, you know.
Yeah.
Goodwill and whatever.
It's good to suck that karma.
Maybe I'll go over to the local game store and see if I can convince the owner to throw some bucks on there.
It's good publicity.
That's what I'll write it off. Tell him.
Yeah.
He's that kind of jerk. Anyway. All right. Well, I mean, it's short.
And sweet.
You want to call it there?
Yeah, call it there.
Wow. Fuck, shortest podcast ever.
Dude, some of us got other things to do, too.
Hey, man, I completely agree. I completely was stressed out all day today.
I know.
My financial situation.
I was getting texts from you that, like, I've never gotten before. Like, like just Joey being like, I don't know about podcasts. I don't know about food. like no, I got no money.
My financial situation went to crap today. Yeah. And then, what was it? I had a paper due today.
Some big-ass paper that you're halfway done with.
I'm telling you, dude, like, it you always happens.
Power through it before the podcast.
Yeah, I got writer's block, and then I caught Alf, and I was like, Alf, man, if we're going to do the podcast, I need you to read over this for me.
Yeah.
And so Alf went in there, and he, you know, he found a lot of my mistakes, and he put in some recommendations.
He writes like an 8-year-old.
Shut your mouth. As well as, I ran out of things to say, like, 4 pages ago. Like, that's the problem, is a 10-page
You should
paper.
Rotate between as well as, in addition to, and ergo.
Ergo.
I don't use ergo.
You ever. Should.
No. When you use ergo on a paper, and you don't you don't actually say it a whole lot.
Throw a vis-a-vis in there.
Vis-a-vis.
People know you're like, you're just
full. You're just full of shit.
You're full of shit.
That's what I'm saying. You were talking about needing to fucking just throw the shit out there. You should have thrown in a few ergos.
No, I do throw in a lot of however's in there, though.
Well, therefore and ergo actually makes sense in terms of storytelling, but I mean...
Oh. I do have a piece of news that we could talk about. Did you know that now in the dictionary...
In the dick.
In the dick.
In right the dick, in the dick.
Right in your dick, that you can look up literally, and now literally means, like, in a literal sense... And then it also means figuratively now.
Yeah, because people say literally, I mean this, and then like it's not literally.
It's figuratively.
Yeah.
So now literally is its own antonym.
Ugh. That can't be like.
It's like a universe starts to implode when the word is its own antonym.
Yeah, that's not good at all. Just badsies.
There are literally thousands of them.
Yeah.
No, there's like 5 here.
Yeah.
Thousands.
Literally. Literally thousands. Archer does that all the time, but like he'll be like literally, and then they'll be like figuratively literally.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was a little piece of information that I was reading about today, and I just, ugh, because it stemmed out of one of the debates over irony.
Ugh. Oh,
yeah, I know, right? I have to refer to a cartoon robot to explain
irony
to
people. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank you. That's how I remember its definition as well.
Do you not watch Futurama?
You're like, all right, I'm going to fucking throw it down on you.
All right, well, I'm Joey.
I'm out. Sorry, I just killed the titty, apparently.
Three tits down or
whatever. I killed the titty. It turned yellow.
You killed one.
Aw.
All right, well, titty block. I'm Kyle, and I'm not nearly as cool as Titty Block, so I'll take a look at him. Now.
This is the podcast.
Oh, I've seen these titties.
Later.
These are good titties.